It's National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5, an APCO Holding Brand podcast, powered by Passion, with your host, Corey Smith.
Welcome to Fixed Ops 5. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with APCO Holding. Today, I'm being joined by Joe Gibson. Joe, welcome to Fixed Ops 5.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to having you on this episode. The title is Untapped Potential in Your Fixed Ops Department. Well, before we get into that, Joe, tell our audience who you work for and what is your title?
Yeah, so I'm Joe Gibson. I'm the Director of Marketing at IntelliCheck. I'm not sure if people are familiar with IntelliCheck, but basically what we do is we partner with OEMs, auto groups, dealers, and our main focus is on competitive pricing analysis. So we essentially help dealers identify profit gaps and competitive pricing in their local market area.
Wow. Okay. I love that. A little bit through your history and how you got into this part of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, IntelliCheck has been around for over 20 years, founded by a fellow named David Swan. I was brought into the company by David and basically shadowed him over the years, soaked up as much as I could. I've been with the company for just over 7 years now. Like I said, I've worn many hats in the company, but have really focused on marketing and sales as well.
All right. Well, let's jump right into the podcast, Joe. Untapped potential in the fixed ops department. What are the current marketing strategies being used in the fixed ops department?
Well, you know, there are a lot of traditional methods being used still. I would say, you know, when we're working with dealers, what we see a lot of is, email reminders of service coming up. That seems to be a big one that people are, you know, hearing about specials or hearing about upcoming service through emails, when they've got a reminder a week or so out. The other thing is just in dealership marketing. So people are there for service already. And, you know, they might see on a TV, the service drive TV, they might be seeing some coupons and specials there. But as you've alluded to in the title of the episode, there are some untapped potential marketing channels that, I think that dealers could be exploring a lot more, particularly on online.
Okay. Well, are there any areas where the departments could improve its marketing efforts?
Yes, I would say most definitely. So, you know, one thing that I spend some time doing is I like to go to, you know, dealership websites. I like to check out service pages, see what's being done out there in terms of online marketing, because as you probably know, just convenience factor for most vehicle owners, their journey essentially does begin online. People will go to dealership websites to just see, you know, about the service department. And I really do believe there is a massive opportunity for some changes there. So particularly dealership websites, there are dealers who are doing things like listing coupons, specials, but that's sort of the end of it. And not seeing a lot of pricing information. If there is a scheduler, it's not always the most obvious thing for people to go from, you know, learning about pricing, learning about exactly what they need on their vehicle so that they can get an idea of budgeting and preparing for their services, and then essentially walking them through that process of scheduling. So to me, that is a really lost opportunity for a lot of dealers who are just neglecting that. I mean, I can tell you of quite a few dealerships where I'll go there and there's not even a coupon. There's not even anything. It's basically a check back later, which, you can think of the amount of people that are going there. And you know what? They're not seeing what they're looking for. They're going to go someplace else. And that's the unfortunate reality.
Yeah, I think you're right. So sometimes I'll go to a website and it says, you know, this tab is under construction or something like that. Right. So you've lost that customer. And you're absolutely right. They'll go someplace else until they find what they're looking for, right? And most of it, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, they're just looking for information, right? They're looking, absolutely, what services do you offer? right?
That's a start. You know, the services that we offer, is this going to be a fit for me? You know, like I said, you know, I need to be able to do something with the information as well. I really am a firm believer that, you know, a customer's journey often starts online, and there needs to be a path for them to follow to actually getting into the service department. So I see multiple steps along the way, and, you know, sort of ushering customers through that process. So to me, you know, customers, yeah, they want to know what services you offer for sure. Do you service the particular make of vehicle that I'm looking, you know, that I have? And then pricing information. I mean, there was a recent study that I think it was AutoMD did. And for vehicle owners, the most important thing for them when they were deciding where they wanted to bring their vehicle in for service, it was pricing. And you can understand why in today's society with you know, inflation and just how budget conscious people need to be. So to me, you know, pricing information, the more specific, the better. I mean, if you can be listing pricing that is actually specific to somebody's vehicle, how great is that? And then if you can then take that person, show them that, hey, this is a good price, lead them into scheduling, there you go. I mean, that's the complete journey.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. So I wanted to get my vehicle detailed, and I'm new to the area, so I of course jump online. I go to this website for this detailer, and I got to tell you, the website was phenomenal.
Okay.
Right.
Nice.
It stepped me through what packages they offer, how much it was going to cost, and the only thing that I was unclear of: am I dropping it off at a location, or are you coming to my house? That was the only question I had.
Yeah.
And
that's a good question.
Yeah. The owner called me right away and said, yeah, we come right to your house. I said, for $200, you're going to detail my vehicle inside and out at my house. He's like, yeah. I was like, sign me up.
That's awesome. It's interesting to hear that, like a detailer, because I think of even like auto glass suppliers and how the similar thing, you know, there is that whole process of, you know, hey, select your vehicle. Hey, what do you actually need done? Here's the pricing. Hey, we'll come to you. I mean, that's so convenient. And I think that's where, you know, in this day and age, it's, you know, you could say it's a generational thing. I don't think it's a generational thing. I think it's just a convenience thing. That's what people want, and I think that's what they're coming to expect from just any website.
I wasn't expecting it, but I loved it to the point where I just scheduled the vehicle. I didn't even look anywhere else. I mean, the price to me was phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
And it was coming to my house. How much better can I get? You know, so if we really look at human behavior and what customers want and all that stuff, we know that through analytics and surveys that 86% of your customer or 86% of your customers will spend more money for a better experience. Will they do that when they visit your website also?
Well, that's a great point. Better experience. And I think that's what dealerships, you know, service departments, fixed ops dealership service departments actually have to answer, or sorry, to offer. Is, you know, by and large, a better experience, more value. I mean, so we recently did a study with vehicle owners, asking them about the perceptions of dealership pricing. And it was extremely interesting, the results that we got, because one thing, you know, the perception out there is that dealerships are more expensive. We asked them, we gave them a few different choices. The most popular response was that dealerships were up to 50% more expensive than the aftermarket. And then we also asked the vehicle owners, how much more are you willing to spend at a dealership, considering the fact that you are getting more value? You are getting a trained technician who knows your specific make. You know, the aftermarket, they have to know every make out there. They're not necessarily going to be, you know, specifically trained on your vehicle. So there's added value there. And the response that we got, the overwhelming response, was up to 20%. So people are willing to spend, you know, a little bit more to get that added value. So I think if, you know, dealers can get that message across on their website, particularly at the beginning of the customer's journey, you know, they're going to be open to, you know, not necessarily going with the cheapest option, but going with the option that has the most value. And I think that's what dealerships have to offer.
Yeah. So I really like your spin on that. What are the most effective marketing channels for reaching fixed ops customers right now?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't need to give up the traditional channels. I think that, you know, obviously email reminders are great. Those are essentially people that have already been to your dealership or to your service department. So, you know, you need to potentially expand. You need to get the people that are out of warranty, that are considering going to an aftermarket instead of a dealership. And to me, yeah, starts with just having this information on your website. So to me, that is number one, that needs to be up. The game needs to be up there. Of course, there are other things that people can do. I mean, there is a lot of opportunity for online advertisements, you know, but again, traditional, don't give up the traditional. Have the in-store stuff, have, you know, flyers in your service department, have the service drive waiting TVs showing, you know, show pricing information, show how competitively priced you are, show your coupons. I think that you just have to explore all of the outlets. And to me, the one that is just lacking is really the online aspect, the website, the service pages. They just get buried. I think that's the thing is traditionally, you know, websites do such a good job, you know, the variable side, the sales side. It's the first thing you see when you go to a website, right? It's the cars, and it makes sense. But a lot of the time, that service page, it's like, it feels like they almost don't even want you to see it, which is mind-boggling to me. So I think that you just got to make that a lot more present, and make sure that, you know, the people that are out there who are uncertain, they're not already your customer, they have the ability to learn and see what you have to offer.
I love that. So this whole podcast is driven around numbers, right? My whole philosophy is people lie, numbers don't. What other surveys and analytics can you give our audience that you guys have done?
Well, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of some good ones. I mean, yeah, to me, the perception out there that dealers are more expensive, I think that's one of the most important things, and that the perception isn't lining up with the truth. So we do a lot of studies, obviously. That's the main thing that we do. We work with OEMs. We work with auto groups. We uncover their pricing competitiveness. Basically, we go in, we shop their competitors to see what they're offering, you know, for oil changes, whatever, you know, whatever service it is, whatever vehicle that they're interested in. And the perception that even dealers have is that, oh, I'm not going to be competitive. I know that. But you see time and time again that that's not true. And what we seem to find on, you know, regular maintenance items are that dealerships are between 0 and 20% of the local average. And again, when you're adding in value, when you're adding in all the, you know, amenities of a dealership, that 20% is completely justified. And I think that that's the message that gets lost, because that is not the perception out there. The perception is just out of whack. And that's what needs to be rectified, is like those things need to be lined up. And to me, that's marketing. That's how it needs to be done.
So let's unpack the whole marketing thing. So when I worked in the service department, we would send out mailers,
yep,
hoping that my team got the right addresses or email addresses or phone numbers, right? And I can't tell you how many pieces of mail came back to us because they weren't correct, right? So
wow.
That drove me nuts, because that was something I already paid for. It was gone, right? I can't get that money back. And I've got the ownership saying, okay, these are your goals for this month. This is your goals for the year, right? What are the goals and objectives of a fixed ops department, and how can marketing really truly support these goals? Because when I did it, it was almost like you might as well put a blindfold on me and I'm just going to poke until I get something. right now? Well, how can I manage that money correctly now?
Wow, that's a great question, Corey. Where to begin? I mean, I think the goals obviously are to, I think the most important thing is customer retention. I think that, you know, dealerships can, I don't want to say coast by on warranties, but when the warranty is up, that's the time that the dealer, or sorry, that the customer is going to really question if they're going to stick with the dealer. So to me, that's when you need to have your marketing in place so that those people are, you know, shown that you are a good option to stick with long term. Because, you know, another study that, I can't remember exactly the numbers on this, but I believe, you know, people are hanging on to vehicles much longer than they used to. So people, I think it's on average about 14 or 15 years of the life of the vehicle. So you can imagine that, you know, the warranty period burns off pretty quickly. They have this vehicle that they want to maintain. So dealerships need to, you know, get those people to understand that they are still a great option, that the value is still there, that they're not 50% more than the aftermarket. So to me, that should be the main goal of marketing in the fixed cost department, is customer retention. And of course, attracting new customers. And new customers, you know, they might be at any point in their, you know, vehicle sort of lifespan. So again, I think the same points apply there, of getting across value, breaking the myth that you are 50% more expensive, and then making it easy for them to make that decision. So to me, that should be the goal in terms of marketing.
So
I hope I answered all your questions there.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. It was a lot of questions. I kind of fired them at you. But what is the ROI from that? If I'm a service manager right now, and you know, we're close to the end of the year, right? Yeah. I've got to think of marketing for next year. What is one thing that I can do for an positive ROI that I can get with a marketing team, or maybe I shop for a new marketing team to get some of these goals you're talking about?
Well, I mean, like a term in marketing, I think it's something like the right message to the right person at the right time. So, you know, if you're going to do a promotion, if you're going to reach out to customers, make it make sense. So, you know, the service that you're picking, is it a seasonal service? You know, if you can predict what a customer actually needs. And I mean, with the technology that is available to a lot of dealers through partnerships, through, you know, software, we can do that. And we can see, okay, we have, I don't know, 30 people that have an oil change coming up this month. You know, we see that, we know it's coming up. So this is the perfect time to market your oil change special. So timing is everything. And I think that that is where you're going to convert, you know, these potential customers into actual ROs, you know? So, you know, we've had people do that with our data. You know, I remember talking to a dealer who, you know, was able to see that they had a lot of brake repairs coming up. So they used competitive pricing data to see where their price should be. They adjusted it for a promotion. They did a promotion and increased their brake jobs in a month by, I forget the exact number, but it was significant. You know, I think he said something, they were going from, you know, five a week to, I think, like 50 a month or something like that. So, you know, timing is everything. And, you know, if you can track what your customers are needing, this is great for customer retention. And I think that there's so many tools that people can use, you know, to be tracking that, and then to deliver a message that makes sense to them, that convinces them that, hey, I'm actually going to bring this in because, you know, yes, I need it done, obviously, but also this is a great option with value, and I'm not forking over too much to do that.
Okay. What does the future of fixed ops marketing look like?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there again, it's partnerships with the right people that are making the whole process easier for everybody. So easier for dealers, because you know, dealers aren't necessarily so involved with technology. So they can partner with, you know, a lot of great software teams that can make the experience online better for your customer. So like I said, you know, you can add a lot more information, add, you know, the ability for your customers to get pricing that actually makes sense on their vehicle, and then take them through the process of scheduling them right there. So many great companies out there, partners that do scheduling, and then actually work with, you know, dealers' calendar. So it's all working together and finding the right partners to work together. I think in the future, I think that we're going to see more predictive maintenance. I think that, you know, we're going to get better at communicating with customers. I think that the more input a customer has into, you know, how they like to be communicated with, you know, I've heard stories, good and bad to a certain degree. Actually, someone on our team was bringing their vehicle into a dealership. They actually had two experiences. The first basically didn't receive any communication. And then they had to call and say, hey, how's my vehicle doing? And of course they say, oh, it's been done for 2 hours or something, right? So that's one side of it. No communication. The other side was she brought her vehicle into a different dealership, and within like 20 minutes of dropping off, she had an email, a phone call, text message, overwhelming, you know, then, you know, a day later, the same thing. And it was just too much. It was too much. So I think dealers and, you know, working with the right partners, you can find that happy medium so that, you know, there's a personalized experience too, that somebody can say, hey, you know, I don't really read emails, so text me. That's how I like it. So right up front, you know, you start your relationship, you can define that, and then you can, you know, send out that information. So, you know, say somebody, if we were able to track this, you're able to track mileage, you'd be able to track, you know, maintenance history, what's coming up, then make it so convenient that you are reaching out to your customer and saying, hey, you have a great job coming up. Hey, here's the price that would be associated with it so that they have time to budget. You know, hey, look at our price versus the competition. This is a great price. You know, just prove it to them. And so I think the future holds more partnerships. I think, you know, obviously AI is playing a huge role in that, because it is a great way for data and information to be collected and then used in appropriate ways by dealers. And again, taking the burden off of the actual service advisor or, you know, the people that are in the dealerships, because they have a job to deal with, you know, customers who are actually in the dealership. So again, I think it's lessening the burden by having really smart partnerships and, again, using technology appropriately.
All right. I love that. So we're right up against the time, Joe. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, LinkedIn for sure. Just Joe Gibson at LinkedIn. And then my email, so jgibson@intellitech.com. Those would be the best ways.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So what are your three takeaways from this episode in your mind that an agent, a service advisor listening, someone of the leadership at the dealership can really take away from this episode?
Yeah, for sure. I think number one would be that pricing matters to vehicle owners. It particularly matters to vehicle owners that have a vehicle that's out of warranty. I think that's number one. Number two is that, you know, there is a perception that dealers are too expensive, as I said. It's not always true. In a lot of cases, it's not true at all. And that dealers need to be better about breaking that myth. And so how do you do that? Well, in my opinion, it's competitive pricing analysis. And then number three, I think, is the title of this episode, the untapped potential in fixed ops marketing, particularly dealership websites. So I think that dealers need to take a look at their service pages and see what the experience is. What would their customer feel like going there? And does it actually bring them in for service? And if the answer is no, then something, you know, should be done there. And I think the key there is finding the right partners to help you take it to the next level.
Great takeaways, Joe. Thanks for sharing those. If you want to deliver a legendary customer experience that keeps the customer coming back to you and encouraging them to invite their family and their friends into your establishment, then you've caught the gold standard customer service vision. Do you want a more cohesive team that delivers a higher level of customer service that will result in more revenue for your dealership? We provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to unlock that potential of your dealership. For more information on this topic and others, or to submit a question, or to be a guest on the show, feel free to send me an email at csmith@apcoholdings.com. Joe, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll ask this last question like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Anytime, Corey. So happy to be here.
Thank you for listening to National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with Corey Smith. Powered by Pasha, be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes released on the 5th and 20th of every month.